we have been discussing for the last few days about the process of knowledge. So we have discussed already Pamanistam, humbleness, Pamanistam, Adhammikam, Ahimsa, Ahimsa, non-violence. So, Ahimsa, Kanti, tolerance, Khanjalam, simplicity. These things we have already discussed. Now, another important thing is Acharya Upasana. If you want to make progress, then you have to approach Acharya. Just like if you want to be educated, you go to school, you go to college, you go to university. Similarly, if you want to be advanced in knowledge, knowledge means not this material knowledge. Actual knowledge is to advance in spiritual knowledge. Just in the Bhagavad Gita, the beginning of knowledge was instructed by Krishna that I am not this body. Deva Nasindha Devi, Kuma, Devamantara. I am engaged in this body, I am not this body. Unfortunately, at the present moment, this is accepted as knowledge, bodily consciousness. I am India, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya. This is it. Actually, the knowledge begins when one understands, I am not America, I am not India, I am not Brahmana, I am not Kshatriya. Then what do you ask? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalu Dasa Dasananda. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the provider of the gopis, Gopi Bhaktu. That is my real identification. Not this body. So, to understand this knowledge, one has to approach Akash. Akash means one who knows the purpose of Vedic literature, Shastra. Asinati the Shastra. And practices and teaches his disciples. He knows, Acharya means know, one who knows the purpose of Vedic literature. He practices in his life and he teaches his disciples. He is called Acharya. The Acharya Upasana, before worshipping the Lord, it's like here, Krishna says, in the beginning, Acharya Upasana, and in the middle, he says, Moicha Ananda Yogena Bhakti Abhyavichari. So before engaging yourself in devotional service to the Lord, you must, first of all, worship Acharya, Acharya Upasana. One cannot become a devotee personally, just like Savarasthya said, what is the use of accepting Guru? Of course, they have got very bad experience, but he is Acharya. Acharya means one who has received the Vedic knowledge through the parampara system. Even parampara praptam vimangalaji sayodhi. He is Acharya. Acharya cannot be manufactured, self-made. No, he must come down from the disciplic succession. He is Acharya. You have to approach Satyacharya, he is coming in disciple succession. Asajman Purusha Veda, one who is under the shelter of Acharya, he knows things. The Krishna recommends also here that if you actually want to become in knowledge, if you want to have real knowledge, then you must worship Acharya. Acharya. This is very system. Tadvi jnanartham sa gurum eva abhigacchet. It is not that if I like, I can go to a guru. If I don't like, I can learn the books at home and learn everything. No, that is not so. Practically, just like if you purchase some medical book and study at home, and if you begin to practice, you will be called a quack. You will not be recognized by the government. You will not get the practitioner's registration. Unless you have passed through a medical college, your medical examination will not be accepted. Even if you say that I have read all the books. Similarly, if you simply think that I have read, that I will see generally. Oh, I have read Bhagavad Gita 100 times. But you ask him what is Krishna, he cannot say. Because he has not approached the Acharya. This is difficult. He might have read Bhagavad Gita 1,000 times, but he will not understand a single word. Because he has not approached. Therefore, Vedic literature says, Tadvijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet. This bhag is used when the sense is in must. This is beginning. Karna bhag. Gacchet. Abhigacchet. In must. There is no excuse. You cannot learn. Tasmat gurum prabodhita jijnyasu shreya uttamam. If you want to know uttamam subject matter, ut means udgatam, transcending. Tamam means this material world. This material world is tamam, darkness. But if you are interested in the matter which is transcendental to this material world, that means spiritual world, then tasmāt guruṁ pravadvetā, you must surrender to a guru. Jigyāsu sreya uttamam, not ordinary jigyāsu. Just like we go to the market, what is the rate of this share, what is the rate of rice, what is the rate of that. Not that kind of thing. Brahma jigyāsu. Athāta brahma jigyāsu. This human life is meant for inquiring about Brahma, not this life, dharma, share, market. Oh. So, jigyāsu sreya uttamam. What is the highest perfection of life? He requires to approach a guru. It is not a fashion. It is not a fashion that I have made my guru, such and such sound. But what you have learned, you cannot learn, because you are not at all jigyāsu. You do not know how to inquire. Neither the guru you have met, he does know how to reply. Such kind of guru and disciple will not help. The disciple must be also serious to understand about the spiritual subject matter. That is knowledge. Brahma Jignas. One who is inquisitive to know about the absolute truth, he requires to approach a guru. That is Gyan. Gyan means Brahma Gyan. Aham Brahmāsmi. This is Gyan. If I am American, that is not Gyan. That is not Gyan. I am Indian, I am Brahma, I am this, I am God, I am black, I am white, I am fat, I am thin. These are all objects. ignorance. You are neither fat nor thin nor black nor white nor American, but you are spirit soul. You have to know that on Brahma. I am spirit soul. I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is knowledge. And for this knowledge, you must approach Acharya Upasanam, Sukham, cleanliness. That is very essential. This morning I was talking with Tamal Krishna Goswami. Cleanliness is, as soon as you give up cleanliness, you become Vraksha Javan. Vraksha Javan, these two names have come into Vedic Shastra. One who is unclean. Why? There was always misunderstanding between the Hindus and Muslims. I'm talking a practical life. Because the Muslims were very unclean. And the Hindus are supposed, now Hindus are less than Muslims. Less than Muslims. And you see, they are claiming, shojo. They are most unclean at the present moment. So deteriorated. Publicly, it is being advertised, nearly beats off, come on. Equality. Equality by eating beef, drinking wine. Now, this is coming. Socham. Socham, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. You must say twice bath at least. It is required. And in tropical countries like India, there is no difficulty taking bath 2 times. Of course, if your body does not permit. But that is sosam, to clean. Sosam, sosam bhajshapvantara. Apovitra pavitrava sarvavastam bhutudha jasmare kundarikastam sabhaya abhantaram suci. The Brahman is called therefore Suchi. He is always clean, taking 3 times bath, cloth washed, mouth, hands, legs, all clean, we fill up, and done. So, this is external, and internally, you have to be done also so. Bhajabhantra. Balya, mean externally you have to cleanse yourself with water, soap or earth, and internally you have to be cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Chita Darpana Marjanam. Because if you remain unclean within the heart, simply by washing your external body and cleansing your cloth, that is not complete cleanliness. That may be called hygiene. But real cleanliness is internal and external. Just mare pundarika khamsa bhaya abhantaram suchi. You have to cleanse yourself externally and internally by remembering just mare pundarika kham, the lower eyes. Krishna, if you always think, that is suci. And in Bengali, there is poetry. Muchi hue suci hor, jodi Krishna hoye. If one is Krishna conscious, even if he is born in a popular family, muchi. In India, there are two, muchi and suci. Suchi means perfect Brahma, and Muchi means cobbler, the shoemaker. So, Muchi hai Suchi ha, Jodi Krishna bhai. He one becomes Krishna conscious. Even if he is born in the family of Muchi, Chamana, he can become a Brahma. And Suchi hai Muchi hai Jodi Krishna tajit. And if he gives that Krishna, even if he is born in a Brahman family, he becomes a Muchi. Muchi means the skin expert. If he is simply busy, I am this king, Brahman's king. Your behavior? No. That doesn't matter. So that means skin expert, that's like Muchi, knows how to distinguish whether it is cow skin or goat skin or this skin. No. One must be Krishna Bhas, man who is clean. Kamaya Bantaram Sushi. Jasmane Kundarita. This is Krishna Bhas. Manvana Bhavaman Bhaktam Adhyaji Manos Kuru. One who is always thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He is Sushi. He is not Muchi. Muchi hai Sushi. Jodhi Krishna Bhagi. For example, atma-vinigdham, controlling the senses, atma-vinigdham. That is called shani, hoshyan. If you can control your senses, vata-vinam, krodha-vinam, if you can control your force of talking nonsense, because generally we talk nonsense. Then you can control. You are talking of nonsense things. Then you become controller of talking. Vata-vigam, krodha-vigam. Naturally, because we are generally affected with rajas-tamo-gun, rajas-gun especially, and tamo-gun, we become angry. Arabic. So you have to control that. Vata-vigam, krodha-vigam. Manasu-vigam. Mind is very restless. So you have to control the mind. You cannot allow the mind to do anything and everything. But it must be controlled. So Mahapuja-nigraha. Indriyatheshu vairagyam. Indriyatheshu. For the matter of sense gratification, you have to practice vairagya. Indriyas are all the indriyas, eyes, tongue, nose. They are very much affected or attracted. Eyes are always attracted by beauty. I want to see very beautiful things. But you can control the eye when you practice to see the beautiful feature of Lord Krishna and Rāda. Therefore, the beauty should be very nicely decorated. So, layman like us may be attracted by the beauty of Lord Krishna. Gradually, he shall forget to see any other beauty. This is the practice of Indriyatheshu. Indriyatheshu vairagyam. Actually, the whole life is meant for understanding vairagya. Renouncement. Human life is not meant for becoming more and more attached to the material enjoyment. Human life is meant for kapusha, vairagya. Here it is said. Vairagyam, anahankara, and false prestige, false identification. Oh, I am this, I am much to this. That is, in the beginning, it is taught, a man is taught, anahankara. And then, janma-mrityu-jarā-vyādhi-dukkha-dūṣāṇa-vṛta. We are very much busy to make solution of the problem of life, political problems, economical problems, social problems. They are also problems. But real problem is janma-mrityu-jarā-vyādhi, that you have to take birth, you have to die, and when you are in life, you have to suffer from diseases. Jara, he has to become old. Janma-mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha. These are really problems. But who knows that these are the real problems? They are present, accepted. Krishna says this is knowledge. If you are scientifically advanced, how to stop death, how to stop birth, how to stop old age, how to stop disease, then you should know that you are advanced in science. Otherwise, what is it? If you have made a faultless carriage, put up that, that is not advancement. It is advancement, but it is not the solution of the problem. The solution of problem in human life is to how to stop death. Therefore, Shastras say that nobody should become guru, nobody should become father, nobody should become husband in this religious league. Namo chayajya samupita mrityum. If one cannot help his student or his son or his subordinate to stop death, actually this is the problem. Namo chayajya samupita mrityum. We are under the classes of death. It is as sure as death. So this human life is made for stopping this death. But if you don't see that this is the problem, that is avgyan. That is ignorance. If you don't accept this is the problem, if you simply think my problem is how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, how to be fed, these problems are already solved, even by of the birds and the geese. These are not the problems. They are already set up. A real problem is here. Janma mitu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Another problem is asakti. We are very much attached to our so-called home, so-called wife, children. And here it is grand me that asakti ranavishtam. Asakti. He should be. Therefore, at a certain age, according to Vedic civilization, one is forced to give up this attachment. Naturally, one is attached to having children, home. But the Vedic civilization says that is not right. From up to 15 years, you can remain attached. But, panchāsa dhaṁvaraṁ vaje, after your 50th year, you must give up your family. Banamvare, go to the forest for tapasya. That was the system. Here at the present moment, everywhere all over the world, when he is going to die, still he is attached to his political life, social life, family life. That is not knowledge, that is ignorance. He must be detached. Vairagyam, anavishranga, puttradara vihadish, family life. Putra means children, dara means wife, griha means home. Puttradara vihadish, asakti, anavishranga, nittanta samasittattam istanishta upakottisu. In this way, you have to be situated, you have to be situated on the devotional service. Devotional service is not sentiment. That's why it is not, after describing so many stages of advancement of knowledge, then he says, Manisha Ananda Yogena Bhakti Rabdhari Chari. Ananda Yogi. Always, yoga means linking us. Always linking up with Krishna. Mai. Krishna says, Mai. And to me, Krishna. Mai ka ananda yogena bhakti yogena. So you can be attached with Krishna if you have adopted in the service of Krishna. Not casually, but constantly. Mai ka ananda yogena bhakti yogena abhyanisa. Of Vaidikarani means without breath, always, constant. Katatam kirtan tarmam yatam tashtadivadrata. In another place, Krishna says, Katatam kirtan tarmam, always guri mahi. So this is the katam tashtadivadrata. Always, we have to glorify Krishna. We should go, be cheerful, free, and enjoy life. We beg Hare Krishna. We drink books Hare Krishna. We distribute books Hare Krishna. We carry Hare Krishna. We eat Hare Krishna. We sleep Hare Krishna. So, everything should be adopted with Krishna. That is called Ananya Yoga. Without any break, constantly, 24 hours, in Krishna consciousness of Vaishnava. Nirita Vesase, Tam Arati Jana Sanskrit. Arati Jana Sanskrit. It's not very much attached to the general quality, because they are not Krishna consciousness. We can meet them as far as possible, as far as required. Not that we have to sit down and talk all nonsense with these general people, no. All of these are sense, and Vivitta Vesa Sevitta. Naturally, we shall be inclined to avoid such company. By preaching what, we have to go, not to associate with him, but to give your association to him. That's the difference. Because you have learned something about devotional practice, you should give your experience to that person, but not to accept their gift. If you keep this in view, then you will be appreciated. And if you become victimized by his association, then you are doomed. You should give him the opportunity of your association, whatever you know, whatever you have learned about Bhakti Yoga. When you go to meet a person, you should try to inform him, this is Krishna consciousness, you are to take to him. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dasu tare kaho Krishna. Kaho Krishna. Krishna bole. Jare dasu tare kaho Krishna bole. This is Yadi. Adhyatma gyanam nityaktam. Spiritual knowledge. That is eternal knowledge. It is not best. If you learn spiritual knowledge, a little of it in this life. Sarvabhyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. When you will say from the greatest day, tattvam jnana sudarshana. If you want to become philosopher, then you philosophize for understanding the tattva-gyan. And what is tattva-gyan? Vadanti tattva-vidas-tatyam jagyanam-adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhavaniti shabda. That is tattva-gyan. Truth. What is that truth? Brahmeti paramatmeti bhavaniti. To understand about Brahma, to understand about Paramatma, to understand about the Supreme Personality of God. That is tattva-gyan. So if you want to become philosopher, then philosophically you try to understand what is Brahma Tattva, what is Paramatma Tattva, what is Bhagavan Tattva. Edat Jnanam, this is Jnanam. Not these degrees, as a PhD. These are all decoration of the dead body. If you do not understand what is the value of life? You do not understand what is tattva, what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is God. If you do not become clean, if you do not become a devotee, as they are stated, if you have no acharya, you have no guru, then you are in darkness. Krishna concludes. Here is not jnana. All the light has described. This is jnana. This is proktam. It is accepted. Proktam. Avgyanam jadato anyatha. And just any other thing except this, besides these things, they are avgyanam. So, you compare, you call any educated person. Just like I told you several times, that the professor put off the big man in that year. He says that there is no life after finishing the body, everything is finished. just see how much abhyana. He does not know. But the whole world is going on under abhyana. If they accept this Krishna consciousness movement, there is chance of having jnana. Otherwise, they remain in abhyana. Thank you very much.